Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach, and your podcast host. Who are we? Fran Coach is a national search firm. We are dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. And our goal is to help clients find the best franchise for them to own. The goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. Today, we want to talk about a topic that will come up once our clients start vetting franchises. And that is the topic of the Franchise Disclosure Document, or the FDD. If you're looking for a place as we do the vetting through the discovery process journey with the franchisors, if you are looking for a place to get caught in the weeds, welcome to the FDD. So what is this sucker? Well, it is usually a couple hundred page legal document that will cover a whole slew of things that we'll get into in a second. The Federal Trade Commission requires that all franchisors provide prospective buyers with the franchise disclosure document. These have to be updated every single year, and they have to be renewed and registered in every single state. They all operate with essentially the same template. So if you're looking at an FDD from three different franchises, they will all look very, very similar in nature. Some of the things that they're going to cover, kind of more the basics, is there are actually kind of 23 sections that you'll see referred to as items. And some of these will talk simply about things like the history of the franchise, the contractual obligations of both the franchisee and the franchisor, how they separate the territory, any other kind of just basic rules, restrictions, information, the financial statements of the franchisor will give you contact information for all of their existing owners, and then heavy on brand protection in those areas. What are they doing to protect the brand? If you are a franchise owner, you want this language to be very strong, very definite, very black and white. You do not, as a franchise owner, want somebody else coming into that same brand basically messing it up, right? So that language in the FDD sometimes comes off a little harsh. And we always advise people to, if it sounds harsh, read it as if you are already an owner of that franchise, and see if it still sounds harsh or if you kind of want it to be a little bit stronger. And most of those things kind of have a way of reading of basically, if you're going to screw stuff up, the franchisor is going to step in. So if your plan is to be a franchise owner and screw everything up and not follow the plan and not respect the brand, then just let's just stop, right? This is clearly not the right path. So that's a good chunk. Probably the first third of the FDD is going to be these 23 items. So those are all just kind of basic things that will be very standard in every franchise. However, the other part of the FDD is the beginning to the financials. There will be three sections in there that will outline the cost and the fees associated with that particular franchise. A lot of these are investment or kind of ranges. For instance, if a franchise requires office space or certainly retail space, the difference between what that's going to cost in Manhattan, New York versus Manhattan, Kansas will cause some ranges, right? So we'll get a beginning understanding of this. Most every FDD will also have what's called an item 19 will be the financial performance information of their existing owners. So revenue reporting, how much are they making, right? Usually this is tiered. So you may have top third revenue producers, middle third, bottom third. You'll also sometimes see it by year, right? Where are the ones that have been, you know, in business for 2 years versus the ones that have been in business for 5 years, et cetera. Very important to remember with the financial side of things. This is not where we come to find the final answers. There is no X marks the spot. Year three, day four, you will make X. Month six, day seven, you will make this, right? It is the beginnings of the financials, but it's very helpful to start getting a picture of what can be done. One thing we hear a lot too, sometimes we look at the tiers. Sometimes people feel that somebody that's maybe in the bottom half or bottom third revenue wise for a particular franchise is struggling or is unhappy. Oftentimes those owners just have different goals than that person that's at the top of the chart. That's okay. Not everybody has that goal to be the top producer, or maybe they're looking at just, they need a little bit less and they're more lifestyle focused. That's okay. What we want to try to get an understanding of is, again, some good averages and some good base information. So as we move farther in the process with the franchisors and you get a chance to talk to owners, we've got data to start with when we start having any financial conversation with them. So that's kind of the first third of the FDD. The latter two thirds is going to end up being basically the template of the franchise agreement that you would eventually sign and any addendums that go with that. Is it necessary to read, if we're vetting three franchises and you have three FDDs all at the same time, is it necessary to read all three franchise agreements? No, I mean, you certainly can, but the focus at the beginning should be on the items. And again, just to understand what's in there, more from an understanding standpoint, there's no real decision or no aha moment typically in an FDD that's going to make you go, this one's bad, this one is great. It's just basic information. Every now and then franchisors will send those over and say, hey, let's schedule a call after you read through it. We strongly recommend just get that call on the calendar. Otherwise the process tends to drag out a little bit, but you'll always have an opportunity to, have at least a phone call with the franchisor to review any questions or clarity on this. And then the update calls you have with FranCoach will also be able to do the same thing, to help you with that. So that's a little bit about the FDD, the franchise disclosure documents. When we get towards the end of the process and we've kind of identified, hey, franchise X is the one for us, then absolutely we need to take a look at the agreement. Typically mirrors the FDD for the most part, so there shouldn't be any really dramatically new information in there, but we'll want to read through that. Again, things that we can help you with at that point. Usually all pretty clear. Very rarely does anything change in the franchise agreements. So it's not like we're going to go in there and redline half of that or negotiate the franchise fees. It's a standard agreement. It is designed to be consistent across the brand, kind of the whole point of a franchise. If somebody wants to have have legal review of this, once we get towards the end, that's the time to do that. If that's the case, just understand it is imperative that you're using a franchise attorney to review a franchise agreement. Just because Uncle Bob is a great family lawyer doesn't mean Uncle Bob knows a dang thing about franchise agreements. Usually example I use is, you know, if you had a fantastic accident attorney that helped you when you got rear-ended and then try to use that attorney when you're going through a divorce, it's not going to go well. They're specialties for a reason. So a franchise attorney, usually for somebody to review an agreement, you're going to be looking at, you know, $2,500, $3,000, something like that for that franchise attorney review of the agreement. And again, not much changes. So some people like that peace of mind. That would be the time to do it. Most people opt not to, but it is something that we always want to make sure people are aware of. We have obviously some franchise attorney partners that we can refer over to, but it's always easy to find one in your local area as well. So again, we'll go over this in more detail as we get into the FDDs, and just know, once you receive it, it'll be kind of an ongoing process. So please don't let it bog you down. Don't think that this is the end all be all of how I'm going to figure things out. This is basic info on the franchise, brand protection, and the beginnings of the financials. And then we'll work through it from there. So that's a little bit about franchise disclosure document, or the FDD. As our clients, as we're working together on this, we'll stay in close contact with you and help you throughout all of this. It is definitely a key element of the discovery process as we're vetting franchises out, but it's really just a piece. But it's not like the most important thing by any stretch of the imagination. It just happens to be the biggest legal document within the process. So that's the FDD. And a little bit about kind of how we'll help people with this. Hopefully this is helpful for folks already in the process or thinking about it down the road, just to get an idea of just a little bit of how thorough the vetting process is. The FranCoach team is here to help. If you'd like to learn more, we'd love to talk to you. Find us online, FranCoach.net. Reach out to us that way. We'll get a call set up. Never, ever any fee for our service. So if you have some interest in business ownership, like to take control of your future a little bit more, take that first step, reach out today, schedule a call, and help create your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon.